Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. I am Carissa here with Justin and Morgan. We've got so many big topics to dive into today, like Whitney Houston. We're discussing why Whitney's best friend, Robin Crawford, is now breaking her silence on their rumored romance. Then Kristen Stewart publicly reveals she is ready to propose to her girlfriend. Is that going to scare the girlfriend off? No? Oops, a little scary. Plus, is Brad Pitt keeping Angelina Jolie from living abroad? We're digging into Angie's new comments about her ex. Also, New Jersey housewife Melissa Gorga will be joining us live in a little bit. And nutritionist Karina Heinrich is here to share some recipes for healthy eating during the holiday season. I need all the help for that because holiday season is tough. Okay, after decades of rumor-filled headlines, Whitney Houston's close friend Robin Crawford is breaking her silence on their relationship. People magazine out Friday has excerpts from her upcoming book, A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston. Robin reveals she's telling the story now because she felt the need to stand up for their friendship and for the incredible talent that Whitney was. She says, "We wanted to be together, and that meant just us." But when Whitney signed her record deal with Clive Davis and Arista, the singer gave her a slate blue Bible and told her, quote, "We shouldn't be physical anymore because it would make our journey even more difficult. If people find out about us, they would use this against us." And back in the 80s, that's how it felt. Robin also says, "We never talked about labels like lesbian or gay. We just lived our lives, and I hoped it would go on that way forever." If something like this went on now, would someone wait to break their silence?
No. No, unfortunately, I don't think that that's the case, which is upsetting because I think we've talked about Whitney and Robin so many times before, and I feel like they were truly in love with one another. And I think that Robin was one of the few people in Whitney's life from the very beginning that had her best interest at heart, was madly in love with her. I think they had a really, from what I know and can see, had a really healthy dynamic until Whitney was like, you know, people around her were like, this can't continue. We don't believe in this type of behavior. This needs to end. And she stopped it. And she ended up marrying whoever she married, and her life ended up going the way it did. And I'm not saying that it would have been different had Robin been her partner, but
it might have been.
It might have been. And I think if somebody were to ask my personal opinion, I think it would probably have ended up differently. Obviously, it was, you know, her journey to go through. But I think it's very unfortunate because if this happened now, they would be in a public relationship. Yeah. People would be supportive of them.
I don't know. It's a little bit different for African Americans because our family and our culture revolves around the church.
Right.
And I think if you're like Robin and Whitney, and Whitney's family was so deep in the church, you know, her dad was a pastor, her mom was a gospel singer, I don't think it would ever really be okay in that specific family, especially when the elders are around. Because a lot of times in the African American, you know, community, we sweep it under the rug until grandma or auntie passes away.
But don't you feel like if Whitney Houston was the Whitney Houston she was back in the 80s today, and there were the Kristen Stewarts of the world or the Miley Cyruses of the world and all of these different people who are in open relationships, who are massively famous young women, who are in open relationship with women, Whitney might have looked around and been like, well, you know what? what? I know you believe this, Mom. I know that this is how I was raised, but unfortunately, this is not how I feel. And everyone else around me is able to do what they want and live their truth. So, like, I'm going
and
to
they're
as
just
well.
As famous. They're just as they're, big stars.
Yeah,
they're just
I
as
think
loved.
That it's a place of acceptance with that.
But listen to yourself. You said Miley Cyrus. You said, who was that the example? Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
You said two white women.
Ellen DeGeneres. Fair.
Another white woman.
Okay, so who is an African-American public lesbian? There is, we are, there are many.
There are many.
No.
Where's my mind going?
Wanda.
What'd you say?
Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes, and there's also.
Wanda Sykes is a comedian.
Oh, this is gonna kill me. There's one, yes. No,
there is some, but they aren't, they're still in the closet because they are afraid. I'm telling you, it doesn't happen.
It's hard. My mind goes blank.
God.
It's hard.
But you're right, there's less.
I think it's easier for the race thing, but I think it's easier for the Caucasian community and the white community to come out because you guys don't have that church culture, that Baptist, that hardcore Southern church culture around you. And a lot of times, I was more accepted about being gay in the white community than I was in the black community because we're so hard on our men because they're supposed to be a certain way and black women are supposed to be a certain way. It's just it's a cultural difference.
Yeah.
That's
But there's a lot of African-American men who are publicly out now.
Yeah. And it took them a long time and it was a harder road for us.
Which I would agree with that, but I'm saying if Whitney, she might have felt now if this was going on to be more comfortable with her sexuality.
And also, at this age, too, you know, like you get to a point where you care a lot about what your parents think at a younger age, but then you do reach a point where you say, "Mom and Dad, you either accept me or I move on with my life." But it takes usually someone to love you and to make you feel like this is where I want to be, to where you don't feel like you have. I mean, we all want our parents' acceptance, right? That's ideal. We all want to feel that like love and not have to like leave our family. But sometimes you do get to a point where you have to say, "This is where I'm going with my life." And you can either jump on board or, you know, it can be a rift, but that's your choice.
I just can't change how I feel.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, how I feel.
You guys never grew up with the Bible like that. Like,
that's true. I did not.
I did grow up going to a church. And yeah, I do. Church was very important into our family. And it would have been a big conversation, however, especially in my family, 100%.
I'm just saying, if something was also more socially acceptable, it's easier for other people to follow suit. Back then, there was nobody. It was a completely different time.
I agree. It's different.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it would have happened, but it would have just maybe she would have been looked around and been like, You're all in this.
Yeah, but we also live in California and then we're in New York. When I go home to Louisiana, I look around at the people who are still fighting and wanting to get out the closet, and it's not the same for them down there.
No,
Living in Atlanta, living in a place where your parents are two blocks away and they're watching your every move.
Yeah.
And it's a lot, and you don't, I'm telling you, it's a different situation for African Americans. It really
is.
Yeah,
we're not arguing that. I'm just saying, I think that at this age, you know, Whitney died when she was 48?
Seven or six.
Something like that. You know, I think whenever she, you know, she just grew up at a different time. But if she would have been born two decades later, I think it would have been different for her.
I think so, too. I really do. Maybe not entirely, but I think easier in a lot of ways.
Yeah. But I am excited to hear this book because that's the one thing we know for sure. Robin knew Whitney so well before she was famous. They became friends when Whitney was 17 and she was 19. They met at a camp and it all started from there. And they were inseparable for decades. And Robin's story is one we haven't fully heard yet.
It's taken her years and years and years to come forward with this because I truly believe that she loved Whitney with her whole heart and didn't want to use this as publicity. And I think she was pushed out.
Yep.
And I think she really felt like, okay, like, I really love this person. I was there for the right reasons. Her life took a hold with different people getting involved. I had to exit. And now she kind of probably feels, and after many years of self-reflection, I'm at peace with this as much as I can be, and this is the time that I want to speak about this.
So do you think if they wouldn't have brought her name up in the documentaries, in the books, you don't think that she would have spoken out at some point?
I think she would have spoken out regardless at some point. I think you kind of have to. You're involved with one of the biggest entertainers to ever live. Clearly people speculate about their relationship for years.
I think if there wasn't a pressure against the relationship, because there's been so much more speculation about because of all these things that have came out, because she even said that she felt like she needed to defend their relationship. She felt like people were getting the wrong idea about it, and she didn't want it to look as though it was some dirty thing, like this was a true love situation. And she she wanted to tell her story. I also think it helps that she's married now. She has two kids.
Right, she's moved past.
Like, she's at a very peaceful place, and she can look back and you know, really see the full picture,
yeah.
you know, of what exactly happened.
That's why I think she would have done it anyway.
I hope she moved on. This happened in the 90s when they sent her packing from that tour in Germany.
No, I know, but I mean, it's one of the biggest entertainers, again, in the world. They were in love for many, many, I think Robin was probably in love with her for a very long time, and I think Whitney was as well. And I think Whitney's surrounding family members and all the things that we've seen have also agreed with that. They are like, Robin was the one, whether we agreed with it or not. She was around for everything.
Whitney's mom said that she thought it was odd for two women to be so close together.
Yeah.
She also told Oprah, when Oprah said, would you have her accepted her as a lesbian? And she said, nope.
Yeah.
So that, if that's what you're living under, you know,
it's hard. If that's how you're raised,
40, 30, 20, 89, 92, 2019. Like, if your person is that heavy about something, you're not going against it. You're not going against it.
Yeah. Well, I am excited to read her book.
Read the book.
All right, Twilight fans, wonder no more. Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson's romance was the real deal. Kristen is opening up about their relationship and also on her new love on The Howard Stern Show. Watch this.
Was it so much fun in the camaraderie? I mean, not only were you falling in love with Rob on the set, which, by the way, I think is the biggest mistake an actor can make.
There was nothing I could do. We were together for years. That was like my first, you know.
Love.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was super in love with my high school boyfriend. Super, super in love with him. But me and Rob were like a little older, and it was just like, gung.
Are you in love right now?
Yeah.
You are?
Like, yeah. I mean, the answer is yes.
Will you propose?
Absolutely.
When?
I can't wait.
God, she's so in love. It's cute.
She just answers those questions the way only she can. Like, yep.
Yeah. So real quick, let's start with that. How would you feel if you were dating Kristen and you heard that?
I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
I would be a little concerned.
No. They love each other.
You know, in the interview, what she also said that caught my attention, because I was down for like the, yeah, I can't wait. I was like, ooh, that's making me like, ooh, getting a little jittery for her. But then she said, you know, every time I'm in a relationship, I get to that point where I like, I can't wait to, you know, be married to you. And it would make me almost take a step back and say, are you like a serial monogamous where, you know, you see every relationship as this could be the one?
She did say she doesn't have, I mean, she openly said on the show, she goes, I don't have casual relationships, like you said. And I think you know that about a person, right? You're pretty upfront with people about that. Like, we're like, when I'm in it, I'm in it, you know? And you don't tell that to people you're with?
Well, this is the thing. Lesbian.
That's what I was. I didn't want to say that because I wasn't sure if I was incorrect in saying that. But say what you're going to say.
Don't say it.
No, you say it.
I'm in the letter people, so I can say it. I love my lesbian sisters. I love them. But they often are referred to as U-Hauls because on the second date, they U-Haul and move in together. They move very quickly. And I think a lot of times they get caught up in these relationships because the passion's so high. They are finally connecting with people.
I mean, the passion would be high with Kristen Stewart. I mean, hello.
Yes.
Hot. We were watching the interview and Justin and I were like dying.
You can say that.
She's hot.
She's hot.
Very hot. And I wouldn't even have to change my name.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? It would be such an easy shoe-in for
us. This girl is deep in love.
She's deep
with
in love.
Dylan.
It's fine. If she U-hauled out of it, then no name change for me.
I think the L in LGBTQ should stand for lightning fast because these people move quick. She's only dating this girl for 3 months. You don't even know her social security number.
I know, but sometimes you know when you know.
I agree with that.
Have you checked the credit score?
I don't think she needs to worry about that. Hey, I think she's got enough credit for both of them.
We just said yesterday, love happens fast, and it doesn't matter how long you've been together. We just said that yesterday.
No, we did.
We just said that yesterday.
But you said it.
Let me ask you a question.
You said whether it's 3 months or not, I hate when people belittle and say it wasn't
love. Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you dated someone, a guy, and you found out, like, he told you, I love you, you're the one, and then you talk to two of his exes or two of his exes' friends, and they say, oh, yeah, he told them to the same thing at 3 months, what would go off in your mind?
Okay, that's true. Red flag, red flag. However, we don't know that Kristen said it that early to everybody
They've only been dating for 3 months. She just said it on Howard Stern.
But maybe, yeah, but maybe she, she said it to other
she
girls.
Took longer. Or maybe with Stella, she took longer.
Stella, I wasn't even over that relationship. That was a couple, huh?
That, I'd want to be a part of that throuple.
I would have just been like at dinner being like, hot.
I mean, let me pour the wine. I don't want to touch anything. Yeah. Just let me,
yeah, that's
let me pour
Stella.
The wine.
What's Stella doing now? We should Google that.
You want to be a lesbian, don't you?
I don't know. Well, no, I just sent her out with the other sex. I don't want to be a lesbian.
Morgan wants a cue. She wants the question.
No, I don't. Well, if Kristen Stewart was like, should we date? I'd be like, obviously. But like, you know, I'm not just going to.
You can do
she has to be like a very. Anyway, I don't know. I haven't formulated my thoughts on this. I don't
get
solo camera shot yet.
We'll get to it at the break.
Coming up, let us know what you think about our top stories. Hit us up with hashtag DailyPop plus Angelina and Harper's Bazaar. Did she shade Brad in her interview? We'll get into that after the break.
Ooh, shade Brad. Ooh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right. We're reading your thoughts on our story so far on Whitney Houston. G says, I really think Whitney would still be alive if she could have lived her truth.
And not to say that Whitney was a full-blown lesbian and she wasn't going to date men. I just think that when a lot of different people got involved in her life, she just sort of didn't stay the course is what happened. And I think Robin had good intentions for her.
Yeah. And Kenyatta agrees with Justin. He says, when you're black, it's different. It's harder. Blackness is so tightly bound to the church because it was all the solace and guidance we had for hundreds of years.
Yeah, just what it is.
Angelina Jolie is covering the December-January issue of Harper's Bazaar. Gorgeous. So pretty. And the mag, out November 19th, she talks about how her kids helped her rediscover her true self and how she learned to embrace her wildness. Ooh, I love that green dress photo. She doesn't mention Brad directly, but there was a moment where she might have thrown a little bit of shade up to you guys to determine. Okay, I'm distracted by these photos, guys. Those are so good.
Wow.
Okay.
So out of control.
The interviewer asks her to give an example of a time her family dealt with unspoken societal limits. Angelina responds by saying, I would love to live abroad and will do so as soon as my children are 18. Right now, I'm having to base where their father chooses to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's a dig at Brad.
I don't think it's a dig at all. I think it's a dig at the court system, at family court. Like, as a woman, I can't choose where I would like to live because I have to put myself where their dad is. That's who I think that dig was at.
Well, because she didn't get full custody?
No, because whenever you're in a custody dispute or there's a custody agreement, the parents have to live in the same city
or
the same
state. That's what I'm saying, yeah. So she's upset that she didn't get it.
I don't know if it's a dig. I think it's more of just like, this is the reality of my life. It's inconvenient. I want to live here, but their father... And maybe she feels a little bit, I mean, I am not a mother, so Krista, maybe you can, like, you know, add to this. But as a mother, maybe you feel more ownership over your children than a father. Like, maybe she feels in her mind, like, I feel like, I'm just saying, she carries some of those children. Who knows?
Angelina had a problem with Brad's parenting. That was public knowledge. That
and
was
I'm not criticizing,
she accused him of.
I'm not criticizing Brad's parenting at all, and I'm not saying that she is. I'm just saying that she probably feels more entitled to be like, in her mind, she might feel like, I want to be able to live wherever I want to live. My children are my priority. I have fully focused on them, and Brad sees them every other week, and I don't know.
I know a lot of women that feel this way, 100%. And I know a lot of men that feel this way, too. They both, here's the thing that happens, like, for example, I have a friend who always dreamed of living in Los Angeles, always thought that she was going to live in L.A. She is a hairstylist. This was something, or not, maybe not even L.A., just a big city. She wanted to do, like, TV hair and things like that. Well, she had a child, didn't work out with the father, and for years she's like, well, that dream is done because I'm here. I can't leave here. I'm in Missouri, you know, and I'm going to be in Missouri until my daughter's 18. And that's just, I think that happens, you know, with whether you're Angelina Jolie
or anybody,
you know, you just can't, sometimes your dreams get put aside when you have children and it doesn't work out with the father because you obviously don't want to take your kid away from their father either.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You know, it's so funny, when I talked to this woman at this junket a few weeks ago, and I asked her a very straightforward question, and I could see in her face that she was ready to answer the question, but she knew that she was under a microscope because this was one of the first times that she had ever been speaking to the press about her situation or even her life. And in her face, you could tell that she was trying her hardest to be so open and transparent and not say the wrong thing, because she knows that even if she coughed the wrong way or said he about this or something, people would take it and make it about Brad. And I often had to like remind myself and some of the editors on one of these shoots that when this woman says what she's been through in the last 10 years, like, this is not only about him. You know, we had a breast cancer scare. We had a double mastectomy. We've been to Cambodia and seen how these people live. We've gotten our son off to college. So when this woman says, I've had a crazy 10 years, I don't think it has anything to do with him. But we will still look for the moment where, oh, is she talking about Brad here? Is she talking about Brad there? She gonna shade him. Yeah. Trust me. She will shade his ass when the time is right.
Yeah, but it's also just so weird because I feel like even with Brad and Angelina splitting up, I feel like we still think about Brad and Jen Aniston together more as a couple. It's so bizarre.
I know.
And when they
have children together.
Yes. And even when she says something about her ex, Jennifer Aniston, we automatically go to Brad.
It's just, we just, for whatever
reason.
Like,
oh, yeah, she was married to Justin Theroux, right?
Yeah. Something about, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about that couple. I think maybe just at the time, that was when, like, the height of the celebrity marriage was such a huge deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, guys, still ahead. John Legend is getting some backlash for changing the lyrics of a holiday classic. Should he have just left the song alone? That debate just ahead.
What would John Legend do in 40 years if somebody wanted to, you know, times change, re-record one of his songs, and there was some group that found it offensive, and somebody just went, oh, I can change the lyrics on that. And the thing is, to change an innocent lyric to, it's, what is it, your mind and your body? What the hell are you on about? He's an amazing artist that I really respect. Why you do this? That's not right.
Yeah. If you don't like the song, you
don't sing it.
You can always change the channel.
Okay, so that's Sharon Osbourne on The Talk slamming John Legend and Kelly Clarkson's remake of Baby, It's Cold Outside. So the song has been in the middle of a controversy these last few holiday seasons because of the meaning behind the lyrics. Some call it a little date rapey. So Justin and I are going to give you a taste of the new re-recorded version. Mm. Okay. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
I can call you a ride.
Mm. My mother will start to worry.
I'll call a car and tell them to hurry.
What will my friends think if I have one more drink?
This is my favorite line of the song. I think they should rejoice. It's your body and it's your choice.
I don't know.
Live for it.
I agree with Sharon.
Live for it!
It was a different time. You don't have to write that song now. But
the song
is
so beautiful. It totally gives me date rapey vibes, especially if you guys watched the like first classic music video.
Back then, that wasn't what they were intending.
I know it wasn't what they were intending, but it does make me think it. I can't help it. I think it, but I still appreciate and love the song. John, I'm sure this sounds beautiful. Kelly Clarkson has a beautiful voice. I'm sure they sound amazing. This comes out on his new holiday album. But I will not be choosing his version over the old version when I'm listening to Christmas carols.
He did a great job with the lyrics. Like, the lyrics, he definitely changed that message.
Yeah.
He did a good job. I think we should have just left the song alone. But I get in his position, like, you know, you can't re-record that song because we live in a time where that's not...
He doesn't have to choose that. There's a thousand Christmas
songs. I know. I agree with Sharon. I said it. It should have stayed. I think it should stay.
It's just too vague for me.
What's vague? It's your body, your choice. There's nothing vague about that.
No, when he says...
I'll call a car for you.
No, when he says, I can call you a ride, is it an Uber X? Is it a Lyft Premium?
No.
Is it a Suburban? Like, are you putting me in an old Toyota?
If you hook up with a guy and you go to his house in an Uber Black and then he sends you home in an Uber X, goodbye.
Hold on.
Goodbye.
When Aziz Ansari, when that whole situation came out and she said, he sent me home in a black car, I was like, that is a gentleman.
Are you
like,
kidding?
Get him my number. Get him my number.
It's true.
That's important
to
me.
It is important. It's nice. They order you Uber Black. You know, it's nice.
Yeah, the Uber X home is not okay.
Ooh, it's hard. And the guy's like, what happened?
Hey, would you do the rideshare option?
No.
You know, like the other, yeah, the pool?
I don't even, I'm not even hearing what you're saying. That's not even, that's like ridiculous.
So, I don't know if this song's going to go over well, but I'll be interested to see if, because, you know, restaurants and hotels and places and stores, they play Christmas music, and I wonder if they'll play the classic or if they'll start playing John's version because they want to be more PC.
It kind of always is good.
It's going to be divided. It's going to be divided. There's going to be people that choose his version and then the other version.
Yeah.
Is there a song that you wish that they would just remake?
Because of the
because
lyrics?
Of lyrics?
No. I don't know.
What about you?
No. You?
I always wanted them to have like a gay version of Pop That Coochie, because like I don't have a coochie, but I like to pop it. Like, you know what
right.
I mean? Like if Two Live Crew can make, you know, something.
If it's the original artist remaking something, that's different. Like they're creating their own stuff, but whenever it's like a classic, like this is like, you know.
Pop That Coochie's a classic.
I'm just kind of different when you remake a classic. Okay. Yeah. Up next, Kim's touching birthday gift to her mom, Chris. We're going to check that out and why everybody was in tears. Next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So, our lunch is not at the Beverly Hills Hotel today, so open up your invite to see where
Paris,
we're going.
France?
What?
What?
Oh, my God.
She's crying already.
I'm going to cry, too.
Big disclaimer.
Oh, so cute. Oh,
I did not buy it.
Yes.
I rented it for the day. I did not buy it. It's not for sale.
Good job, Kimmy.
Aw, that's Kris Jenner getting emotional after Kim rents their childhood home for her mom's birthday surprise. Kim shared on social that she even remade the home's table settings, decor, and wallpaper.
That was a fat check, huh?
Yeah, she also rented every car her parents ever owned with the exact license plates, like the number 2, die, the number 4, which was on one of Kris's cars, 2 Defil. Pretty cute, pretty sweet.
You know what? I think this is so sentimental, and everyone knows that Kris Jenner is the most sentimental person.
Yes.
But also, what do you give the woman who has every bag, Birkin, and Bugatti that she wants?
Yeah.
You give her a memory that she will never forget.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at what Kris does for her daughters on their birthdays, it's always something above and beyond.
Yeah.
So this is beautiful.
This was an experience. I mean, just in the childhood home that I grew up in, I mean, I could imagine going back one day, and it's such a special and unique thing she did that was really thought of, and just to have all of, it's one thing to rent the home, but to recreate the way it exactly was, have the exact same cars, get the license plate, I mean, so much thought and effort went into that. That's a really, really special thing to do for somebody.
I was thinking, like, Kim, aren't you, like, going to law school, raising
four kids, children,
having KKW beauty going on, doing a reality show? I'm like, how the hell do you have time to think of these most creative, thoughtful gifts? That had to take a lot of time and effort to plan that.
It's called Sharon Sachs.
Yeah.
You get on the phone and you call Sharon Sags.
Yeah, it's crazy though. She was very sweet, and you saw that Kris was really, really touched.
Yeah,
for sure.
And Kylie and Kendall were like, "We had never been there."
What does this have to do with us?
Yeah.
Good job, Kim. Very good.
Very
All
cute.
Right. Speaking of the Kardashians, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is up for the E! People's Choice Award for the reality show of 2019. So other nominees include Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, The Housewives of Beverly Hills,
Ooh.
Queer Eye, and Bachelor Ooh. In Paradise.
Wowzers.
Now, Kardashians won last year. So, are they going to win again this year? Who's their biggest competition?
Bachelor in Paradise made so much, like, noise this year. Even as not a fan, I knew exactly what was going on. And I'm not going to lie, I tuned into one or two episodes and I'm mad at myself about it. So, I feel like that one might have it. They're good.
I feel like out of all the people you listed, I think that are Beverly Hills Housewives.
Biggest competition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Beverly Hills Housewives is legendary.
I still think Kardashians.
But Queer Eye. People love Queer Eye.
Yeah, they do.
They don't fight, though.
No.
I want a fight.
Yeah.
I want a salad.
Yeah.
I want a rosé party.
Yeah.
I need someone to, like,
somebody
yell.
To chuck a fork and say,
yes.
You aren't supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want a liar. Okay. I want an accusation.
Oh, I love an accusation.
Love this a good accusation.
Best. Okay, well, tune in, guys. We'll see who wins. The E! People's Choice Awards is this Sunday night at 9, right here on E!
Chris has a cute dress.
I do. I'm really excited about it. You guys have some strong feelings on John Legend's version of Baby It's Cold Outside. Pepsi Lover says she is tired of hearing about it. She says for over 50 years, nobody complained. So get over it already. Change your damn station when it comes on.
Mm.
J'agree.
WTF agrees. She says leave the classics alone.
Ooh.
And Victoria asks, can we just not be offended by every single thing this holiday season?
Amen.
Let your husband come with a bad gift, and you'll let's see if that That's still rings true.
That is a different caliber of problem.
Yeah, let's see that. Yeah, come
that
on.
That is
be
absurd.
Grateful. Be grateful
be
this grateful. Holiday season, Victoria.
He's thought of you.
That is yeah. different. Right.
Coming
Thank God
up.
You have a man, Victoria.
That's true, Victoria. By the way, because we don't.
We don't, Victoria.
Well, I do in my mind. He's not texting back.
He will. Just wait it for it.
She's okay. In a selfie.
No, slow down.
52.
Coming up, you guys. She's got family drama. She's got housewives drama. We're talking about it all. With Melissa Gorga.
Yes!
Don't go away. We'll be right back. Season 10 of Real Housewives of New Jersey kicks off tonight. Joining us live from New York City to give us all the tea, please welcome Melissa Gorga to the show. Melissa!
Hi.
How
Hi,
are
guys.
You? You look
Hi.
Stunning.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm wearing a little Envy today, a little pink from my store.
Oh, so I need good. To go shopping right. there so bad.
Yeah, we do. We need to do that.
Yes, we need a shopping trip there.
Yes.
We got to start with Teresa. So Teresa and the girls are headed to Italy today.
Ooh,
I have to know what's in your gut. Do you think Teresa and Joe will stay together?
You know, I don't really know. These are really two people that have been apart for so long, and there's so many, like, hard feelings. I feel like it was very evident in that interview they did at Watch What Happens Live that it was a very awkward, I would say. So I feel like these two need to get in each other's presence and really see if there's still chemistry, if they still want to kiss each other, or what they feel. Sometimes there's, like, too many hard feelings, you know? So... You know, I think we're all going to know sooner. Hopefully they know soon. But I'm super happy that the girls are going to get to, like, hug their daddy because they miss. Yeah, that's, like, the best part.
In the trailer, we saw you and Joey, you know, discuss with your kids the possibility of having another baby. Would you guys do that?
I mean, listen, I have a big birthday this year, and you're going to see it on the show. And I think I just feel like you know, when you have little ones at home, it just keeps you, like, youthful. And I feel like I'm needed at home and everything. And I just feel like the biological clock is ticking. So if we were going to have another child, it's now or never. And you'll see us kind of go through that process. I mean, we go as far as going to the doctor's office to collect Joe's sperm.
Oh.
And he needs help. It's like a whole, it's a whole thing, please.
Okay.
But you're up for it. If it were to happen, you're up for it.
Yeah.
Yes. Like yeah. You're going to have to see how that turns out. But yeah, it's definitely, I mean, we're on season 10 here, so we're bringing it.
Yeah. What about your other kids? Are they, I know they did not, in the trailer, it looks like they were not super keen on the idea.
I couldn't believe that. I was a little insulted. My daughter's like, you can barely handle what you got over here. I'm like, really, child? Like, I've done it. I mean, okay, but yeah, you have to respect their honesty. They see me. I'm a lot busier now, and it would be so different for me, like having a baby opposed to when I was home all the time with babies. I'd have to constantly. I'd need a lot of help right now. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure it's the best decision, and my daughter definitely doesn't think it's the best decision. So,
well, like, no, Mom.
We'll see if she'll change her mind eventually. How much of this drama with your brother-in-law will we see play out on the show this season?
With my brother-in-law, with Joe Giudice?
Yes.
I mean, you're going to see a lot go down as far as, like, the deportation and the steps that he got to where he is right now. You're also going to see, like, her feelings. I cannot believe how honest of a season this is for Teresa and for me. There was a lot of you're going to get a lot of answers because previous seasons, there was rumors of infidelity. Mm-hmm. There were certain things happening that Teresa now just says the truth that we kind of all really knew, but never heard her say it out loud.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
Yeah, for both of us actually. And we say a lot. It's very honest.
Do you feel like this is your favorite season yet?
Yeah, I'm going to say this is my favorite. And not because it's just 10, because it's so honest and real. And I think we're all past the point of like worrying about what people think or not putting it out there. We really want to put it out there. We're happy in our skin. And we have a really great cast right now. So I think Jersey has found its niche.
Wow. So I do want to know that Joe said on that Watch What Happens Live interview that he regretted doing The Housewives, which he wish he never did it. Have you or your husband ever felt that way?
Yeah, I think if you were to ask my husband, he would answer the same. He would tell you that. Yeah, I think, listen, it really, I am a completely different person right now than I was 10 years ago when this all started. I really am. I'm a lot more independent. I'm a businesswoman. I cook a lot less. So, I mean, I think that, yes, if he could go back and take it back, he probably would.
So if he came to you and said, I really don't want you to do the season anymore, the show anymore, would you consider it?
I don't think so. No, not at this point.
Yeah.
No, like we are pregnant now at this point, and like it's just, you know, once, well, you know what I mean. No, 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 not that kind of pregnant.
We're pregnant with
the show. Okay. We're pregnant with the show.
Okay. Got it.
So it's like, basically, like, we're in it. We're in it, you know? We're in it. So it's like, I'm going to go to the end with this show. I'm going to go to the end. But I think if he had a choice, he would have never started it.
Oh, I love it.
It worked out for the best.
Yeah. Please don't go anywhere, because we need you.
No, I'm here to stay. I'm going to leave, like, when the show leaves.
BravoCon, you're doing that. So are you so excited about that?
Yes, I think it's like insane. There's going to be like 100 Bravo celebrities in New York City with fans everywhere. I think like there'll be a Bravo celebrity on every corner. It's going to be wild. It's going to be so exciting. I'm so happy just to get together with like the other cities and hang out with the girls because we don't get to see them that often. So it is going to be wild. I'm very excited about that. There's lots of like panels and like parties and all of these things going on. So
So excited. Well, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us. Cannot wait to see this season. It sounds intense.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Can't wait.
The season premiere of The Real Housewives of New Jersey airs tonight on Bravo. Thank you so much. Bye,
Melissa. You're welcome. Bye, guys. Mwah.
All right, up next, Justin is with nutritionist Karina Heinrich to prepare some tips for us to stay healthy through the holidays. That's next. We'll be right back.
The holidays are coming up quick, so here to give us some tips to stay healthy during this busy season is nutritionist Karina Heinrich.
Yay!
Okay, I'm from Louisiana. Nothing is ever healthy, but you're all about healthy sides this season.
Absolutely. This is not about taking away all your favorites. It's making little tweaks. So I have the perfect side, the Karina Method sweet potato squash medley.
This is my favorite side, actually.
So I'm going to have you finish it up and show you how easy it is. These recipes, so cut this up, and the trick is making it the same size so it all cooks evenly.
Okay.
But you want a side that gives you health, of course. It gives you protein, fiber, but it tastes delicious. And you don't have to be a chef in the kitchen to make all these sides.
I've always wanted to know this. Can I keep the skins on a sweet potato?
I keep the skins on all my squash and potatoes because that's what gives you the fiber. And during the holidays, we get so little fiber. Mm-hmm. And that's why we get bloated and feel tired and uncomfortable. So keep the skin on, put that on the tray. Then I want you to use this brush. Most people will kind of slather with olive oil.
Yeah.
We want to use the brush. It controls the calories you put on, evenly distributes. Then you want to put on pepper. You put this up in the oven, 400 degrees for 30 minutes, and you're done. That's it. And
how do you know when it's finished?
I like it a little bit golden brown, so this is kind of what it's supposed to look like. I want you to try it to show that you're not taking away any of your favorites.
And you can do this. My favorite.
It is your favorite because it's a little sweet, but you get the savory with it, right?
And I'm also getting the crunch on the skin. I'm getting a little bit of texture.
It's going to fill you up, and we want that protein. You can do it with Brussels sprouts. You can do it with any of your favorites. Carrots, asparagus, meant to be quick and easy.
Nice.
Okay, so this is going to wow people if you show up with that.
I'm going to make this. My other problem is, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm at home and I'm cooking, I like to taste, I like to put things in my mouth. I feel like I eat a whole meal before even sitting down.
Exactly. And so we don't want to do that because that's all of our extra calories for the day. So we want to pick snacks, if we are prone to that, that are really filled with protein.
Like what?
So like nuts, like eggs. We have crackers. We have turkey roll-ups. But my favorite that I think you're going to absolutely love is my Karina Method peanut butter protein bites.
Okay, I'm excited about this.
I'm going to show you how to make this. This is a perfect dessert and snack. So I want you to pour all these ingredients in. We have one cup of oats, and you can make these gluten-free oats for your gluten-free friends.
What's this?
These are your flax, so you have one cup of that.
And why is this important?
This is, again, your fiber. So you kind of want to make this healthy. You can sneak in all kinds. You can put collagen powder in.
Karina, I only got one bathroom in my house.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
I want these people.
Oh, my gosh. That's TMI. Okay. These are, you either do carobs or you do chocolate chips. My kids really love chocolate chips. If you want to make this dessert, this is what people are going to love.
Nice.
You do 1/3 cup honey, which is kind of what I go for, or you can do agave.
So you use the honey or agave for the sweetener instead of sugar.
Exactly. Then you're going to do your peanut butter, which is about 1/2 cup. You can use almond butter, or you can go the nut-free for all those allergies out there. Okay, so you pour that in, and then you have your vanilla. Again, for the sweetness, that's a natural way to kind of get past those sugars.
How much of the vanilla do we put in here?
Just 1 teaspoon goes a really long way. So then you mix it all up. This is a no-bake recipe. This is going to take you a few minutes.
Even better.
You can put this in the refrigerator for 15 minutes to firm it up before you scoop. Mix it up. Then you're going to scoop it out. And they're gonna end up looking like that. You take that to any party with you. You can freeze them and take them out for a snack in a Ziploc.
Oh, so I could have these during the week when I want something in between the gym.
These are your perfect protein fiber snack. They're gonna fill you up, give you energy, which is what we want during the holidays. Okay. We always feel depleted.
What is your tip about drinking? Because I'm a big wino around the holidays. Is there like a 1 cup of water to every glass of wine?
Well, yes, I did the hangover. If you don't want the hangover, you're gonna wanna have the water. But here's my motto. Tons and tons of water. 30 minutes before a meal, you're gonna wanna drink 8 ounces, helps you digest. Mm-hmm. Alcohol moderation. You have so many holiday parties.
Oh,
pace yourself. I know, amazing, right?
I need somebody else to taste this. Please, Robert, I need somebody
They're addictive.
Else to second this. I swear to God, this is so good. Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you like them.
Let's say I wanted to take this to the next level, even more healthier. How would I do it? Robert, aren't these amazing?
So I add in collagen powder. You can add in bee pollen for energy. These are amazing because my kids never know what I'm adding in, and they love it because I'm sneaking in those sweet things.
This is unbelievable.
Exactly.
You guys have to try this.
Okay. It's the holidays. It's all about sharing and gathering. So it's all about the food.
All the recipes that I get from Louisiana have a lot of butter in them and a lot of sugar. What are some good substitutes? How awesome are those?
Yeah. Come on
for butter and sugar.
Okay, so those little tweaks are going to save you hundreds of calories. So I use mashed bananas, I use pumpkin puree, olive oil, herbs and spices, cinnamon, almond extract, and peppermint is like my favorite to add into things. So you don't need the butter anymore, okay?
Where can people find these recipes? Where can people find your tips? Where can people find your guidance? Because I'm telling you guys, these are unbelievable.
So you go to my Instagram, The Karina Method, and the link is in bio. You can download all my new guides. I have a recipe guide and just launched my beauty guide for eating all these foods for that outer glow.
Oh my God, you guys, you have got to get these recipes.
Thank you so much for coming today. Happy holidays, you guys.
I'm going to download this Karina Method book. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. I am going to steal all these recipes.
I love when we get food.
Me too. I'm
going to
get this
sweet
potato.
Okay, now it's time to talk about a very unique engagement ring that has a lot of people talking online. A picture of this crooked ring was posted to a Facebook group called That's It, I'm Ring Shaming. Group members don't know the owner of the sparkler, but they are definitely hating on it. One person compared it to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and a bunch said it was driving their OCD crazy. What do y'all think?
I love it.
I love it.
I think it's so chic and different and beautiful and makes it look bigger and cool, and I'm actually very here for it. I hadn't seen the photo before, and I was kind of ready to not like it, but it is sort of like the single stone version of what Emrata has, because she is the two. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. And who am I to judge? I would take an engagement ring off of somebody else's finger. Just give me the
I have one if you want to wear it.
That diamond is ginormous. I'm like, that. If you're
going to
complain about it, then you guys are crazy because you would all take that. I'm with you. I mean, I wanted to hate on it too because everybody was saying it was so terrible. And then I looked at it, I'm like, it's kind of different. It's kind of unique. I don't hate it.
I love when people are like, ooh, pear. Oh, who wants a pear? If it's over 6 carats, you can have whatever you want.
I'm not usually
even take a marquee.
But I do think that the pear shape is what makes this look so good. I think if it was a crooked oval.
There's no such.
Yeah.
Like if it was an oval that placed on the side. Yeah,
right.
If it was placed sideways.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not wrong. No, tweet us.
I got it.
Right? Oval.
We all like it, okay? We all think it's really, really good. And so if we all got a big diamond ring like that, we'd all be happy. That's our time for the show. If you missed anything on today's show, you can text POP to 44144 to download the E! News app. See you tomorrow, everyone. Have a great day.
Bye.
She wants Kristen Stewart.
She does.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.